Got to go to the man himself. Chris Hall, the college scouting coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, joins us. Chris, first of all, thanks for taking a few minutes of your time tonight. Wanted to get straight into this and ask you some general thoughts about this Cowboys rookie class. Of course, OTAs are in the books and minicamp is ongoing. What are your thoughts on this group for the Cowboys this year?
Well, first, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. And, you know, in terms of our rookie class, we're really excited about this group of guys that we've got. You know, we feel like this is as great a group from the top to the bottom, from our draft picks to our rookie free agents that we signed. It's going to give us a really competitive camp this year, and we're looking forward, especially after what we've seen in OTAs and in these first couple of days of mini camp here. We've got one more day tomorrow to let these guys cultivate and grow a little bit, and then we'll get them back in July and see where we're going. But we're really excited about this group as a whole. We feel like we've added some really good depth all the way across at each position, and like I said, we're really looking forward to you know, eventually getting the pads on them, and that's when we'll really find out what we've got.
When you were scouting Tristan Hill, the Cowboys' first pick, obviously second rounder in this year's draft, what stood out about him? What sold you on his ability to be a game-changing player for the Cowboys?
Well, Tristan has a lot of the traits that we look for in an interior defensive lineman, and most importantly, he fits the style of play that we play. He plays hard. He's a big man that can get upfield and penetrate and be disruptive and make some plays, cause some havoc. And that's what Coach Marinelli wants us to go out there and find. And, you know, that's our job as a scouting staff to go out there and try and find guys that fit our scheme. And we feel like we've got a really good fit with Tristan in there. And he gives us a little more size in there, too. He's a big man, and he moves like a smaller man. And that's a huge plus for how we play up front. They can tell you those guys are hard to block.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Hey, man, if you get the right guy, you got – hey, now, quickly, just real quickly, 29 years, you started as a how did you start? Just real quick,
Yeah, you know, I started on the bottom floor of the scouting department as an administrative assistant right out of college at SMU, where I was in 1990. And I've been fortunate enough just to kind of learn the business from a lot of great people that have passed through our personnel department over the years, and take a little bit from everybody that's been through there, not just our personnel guys, but coaches that have come through and learned an awful lot. And just fortunate that I'm in the position that I am, that I get to help build our football team each year.
It's one guy I got to ask you about, man. I'm tapping the brakes on this guy. I'm almost about to quit looking at him because – and his name is Tony Pollard, the running back, man. I'm about to quit looking at him because I know he don't have him on any pads, and I've seen guys just wilter when they get into these NFL pads. Tell me this guy is what we see on this field every week, man. Tell me this is the same guy.
Well, Nate, I really feel like he is. You know, he's a guy we spent a lot of time on, and he was a really interesting guy at Memphis because he played a lot of different roles for him. And I think some people got lost and focused on him as a slot player and more of a receiver than a running back. But this kid's a running back, man. You put on the Senior Bowl tape and watch him run in between the tackles, and that was some tough sledding there. And he did a damn good job with it. And you know, we've seen the speed and the burst that he's got at some of these OTAs and the mini camp stuff. He runs tough. He catches the ball well. He's been a fast learner in our offense with Coach Brown. And, you know, we're excited to see how he fits in, especially, like you said, once the pads go on, you know, we'll find out a little bit more about each one of these guys. But as we like to say back in the day, when you were around, everybody can be at All Valley Ranch in the offseason.
That's
when
right.
The pads come on, it's time to go.
Talking with Chris Hall, the college scouting coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, been with the organization since 1990. Chris, I want to ask you about Connor McGovern. Some Cowboys fans, I don't want to say rolled their eyes, but were a little surprised to see Dallas go offensive line on day two and in round three. Is that a guy, when you guys scouted him, that you just felt, or the organization just felt like you just could not pass up sitting there at pick number 90?
Yeah, you know, that's a great way to describe it. And, you know, Connor, you know, we're certainly hoping that Connor this year and Connor last year, two guys that just help us continue to build off what we've built, which is a really dominant offensive line at times. And, you know, when we get all those guys healthy and we get other younger picks coming in to supplant them, so, you know, we got a lot of money invested in that offensive line right now, and you can't pay everybody every dollar there. You know, as we get into some of the free agency stuff moving forward here over the next couple of years. So we got to have some young guys that are a little more affordable and economical to get in there, but we got to find a way to where the level of play doesn't dip any. And that's on us as our college group to continue to do a good job of finding the right kind of players that fit what we do and that, you know, after a year or two of seasoning, they can step in there and become dependable starters and keep the machine rolling.
Now, this guy here, man, it amazes me. And a lot of times when I look at this guy, I don't think of myself, but how in the world a four-year starter for Clemson and Mitch Hyatt not get drafted? I mean, was it his foot problems or for his speed? What held him back?
I wish I could tell you that. He's a highly decorated player on a national championship winning team, and we were pretty surprised to see that he was still there at the end of the draft. And obviously, we made a really good hard push to get him, and we closed that deal. And you know, we feel like we got another draftable player there, you know, to add to the mix. And you know, he probably needs to get a little bit stronger, but most guys coming into the league, you know, a lot of them need to get a little bit stronger, but he's a smart kid that knows what to do. He's picked up the system, and, you know, we're excited to have him in the mix of things, too.
Speaking of Mitch Hyatt, Chris, I look at that offensive line group, the defensive line group, wide receiver, defensive backs. I look at this roster, and I think this is the deepest Dallas Cowboys team I can think of in, you know, over 10 years, I believe. Do you view it that way? I just feel, you know, in the past, there were issues if one or two guys go down at a certain position, the whole thing falls apart. Now you don't really feel that way.
Yeah, you know, like I said when we started this conversation, we feel like we've got just a really good, deep roster at all, just about every position on the team right now. And, you know, when we get to the end of August, we're probably going to be letting some pretty good football players go that we may end up playing against in the not too near future. We got some guys on the defensive line, and we can't keep all of them. And we got some young guys on the offensive line, and you got to manage your numbers. And when you make that first cut, you know, you've got your eye on a handful of them that you're hoping to get back to the practice squad, but they've got to get through waivers first. And, you know, a lot of that depends on how they play in those four preseason games that we throw out there. And you've got to make decisions. And, you know, again, and I go back to it, everybody's looking good right now and we feel great about it. But some of these guys, when they put the pads on, you know, they're going to show us a little something different too. And some of the other ones are going to rise up. So, you know, once we get there, we'll be able to make a determination of which guys we think fit us best. And those will be the guys we move forward with. But I agree with you. I think we've got tremendous depth across our team right now, and it should be a fantastic training camp once we get out to California in July.
Hey, you know what? This one guy, man, was on practice squad last year, number 32, Donovan.
Alumba.
What is it that fascinates Coach Rashad with this guy? I see him always critiquing him, always talking to him, you know, trying to give him that extra oomph. What is it about him?
Sure. Well, Donovan has all the tools and traits that Coach Rashard has asked us to look for in a cornerback. He wants big, long guys, have long arms that can be physical at the line of scrimmage and disrupt routes. You know, Donovan, the only thing he's really lacking in the whole Colt big picture is maybe a little bit of top end speed, but he's instinctive, and you know, he's around the football and he makes plays. And, you know, he might not be pretty all the time doing stuff, but you know, the tape don't lie, and what you see on the tape is what's real. Mm-hmm. And you know, you want guys that are we want guys around the football. I mean, you know how we play. We run to the ball. It's what our team does on defense. And you never know when that ball is going to come out or when there's an opportunity, and we always want to create more turnovers, and that's the goal, is to keep getting better at that. And we've gotten a little better the last couple of years, and we want to continue to get better with that. And, you know, guys that create turnovers, those guys are important to the whole scheme, and they're going to find their way onto the roster.
Talking with Chris Hall, the college scouting coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys here on 103.3 FM ESPN. Chris, I want to ask you this. I'm sure obviously every staff and every scout is different, but what is the number one thing you're looking for when you're scouting a player?
Whew, wow. You know, I think one of the biggest things is a guy's got to be smart, and he's got to understand the scheme. He's got to be able to play within the scheme. And, you know, first and foremost, before you do anything talent-wise, if the guy doesn't know what to do, the coaches aren't going to trust him to put him on the field. So you've got to make sure guys are smart enough and that they can learn, or you've got to figure out, can they be taught by our staff to pick up what we do? And if a guy can't learn and doesn't understand what we're asking him to do, doesn't matter what kind of athlete he is or how much production he may have had, he's not going to be trusted to get out on the field. So really for me, a very important thing is how can the guy learn, and can he pick up our scheme and function in that role that we ask him to do?
Wow, man. I was going to say hustle, but, you know, if you can't, if you don't know where to hustle to, you're in trouble.
Yeah, now you got that right. You won't find your way on our defense.
Right, I know, that's right.
Ball, so.
Wow. But now give us your guy that you say, hey, man, I see something in this guy, whether it's a free agent that we've signed or a guy that y'all drafted or a free agent guy that didn't get drafted, veteran, rookie, or whatever. What's that guy for you this year?
I'm kind of excited about these two receivers that we signed as free agents, Jonve Johnson and Jalen Guyton. You know, they're both guys that have a little bit of size, but they got a whole lot of speed. And, you know, that's a dimension that when we didn't have Tavon Austin out there last year, is that kind of threat. Amari Cooper brought some of that to us once we got in the midseason. But, you know, those guys can really knock the top off of things. And if they can find a way to be productive and make plays and get them out onto the roster, that's gonna make defenses a little more accountable and change how they might play our running game a little bit more. You know, as you know, we got one of the best backs in the league, if not the best back, and he's dangerous and powerful enough with an 8-man box. But if you can loosen that thing up even more, you know, boy, you can really be hit.
Yes, sir.
You just talked about speed, Chris, and I'll leave you with this question. Is your scouting at the skill positions changing at all? Because it seems like with all of these spread offenses, is, you know, the air raid, people like Cliff Kingsbury are getting head coaching jobs. Is speed more emphasized now than it's ever been?
I don't know if it's more emphasized. I mean, it's a trait you've always looked for. I mean, you go back to
Bob Hayes.
You know, when yeah, Hall of Fame Bob Hayes.
Yeah.
I mean, he changed – had rules made because of how fast he was. They changed how you could play your defense because of that. You know, I mean, when back in the early 90s, when Coach Johnson got here, I mean, we had undersized guys, but it was run to the ball. You had to run speed that made the difference. And I think it's always been a theme. I mean, it's hard to find sometimes, and you know, there's guys out there, but they may get drafted higher than you can get to them. But, yeah, I mean, you always want to have a fast team. And fast guys and smart guys that hustle and get to the ball, you know, and make plays, that's ultimately what you're always looking for.
All right, Chris. Well, we appreciate a few minutes of your time tonight. Enjoy the upcoming season. I know training camp's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we're excited to get this thing going for real. And like I said, once the pads come on these guys, that's when they really get to find out about them and start breaking down that final roster. But we're super excited about this group, and we can't wait to get things rolling even further.
Well, we can't wait for it to all to get started and watch it all unfold. Chris, we appreciate it. Talk to you down the road. There he goes.
Thanks for having me.
Thank
guys.
Thank you, Chris.